Hello?
Oh, hi, Noelle. It's Tina again from Local Splash. Did I give you enough time?
Yeah.
I did? Okay, perfect. So I think where we left off was at the billing address. So what's the new billing address?
Now, let me ask you this. You're gonna make this like auto pay? That's what you're trying to do?
Yes. So this new card will erase the former one, and it will stay on file to bill each month.
Okay. But if I want to put it on hold, let's say, for example, in 2 months, I have to call before the 29th or each month, correct?
Well, we can do 90-day hold at a time. So let's say that you call in July. We could pause August, September, and October, and then it would automatically reinstate in November unless you wanted another 3 months, and then you would just call in before November 29th. So once you go on hold, you can do it for 3 months at a time.
I can do no more than 3 months.
You can do more, but you would just have to notify us after the first 3 months.
Oh, okay. Now
you know what I mean?
Call.
Mm-hmm.
So right now it's gonna be set for let's see, today is June. I'm gonna pay for June and I'm gonna pay for July. And I'll go August, right? And then I can call and put it on hold.
Well, you're still on a month-to-month subscription. So this payment that we're collecting right now is the one that was due for May 29th. So it'll have
mm-hmm.
you paid in full until June 29th. So you don't have
okay.
to wait 3 months to go on hold. So let's say
okay.
in mid-July you get really busy and you want to go on hold, you can call us
mm-hmm.
then and start the pause. But once it's paused,
yeah.
you can pause for 1 month if you like, but most people will do like a 90-day hold. You can do like 3 months if you wanted to.
Yeah.
And if you need
yeah.
more, you can extend it after that.
Mm-hmm.
Makes
yeah,
sense.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, good.
I always call back before the payment and do that.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about it, you know, you're so busy and then, you know, you don't want to make people mad because you're not available. So, you know, you stand on trying to do good. You give so much work and then, you know, there will be times where, you know, we got a lot of work, you know.
Yeah, I understand. If you don't answer your phone and people are trying to reach you, then sometimes it can hurt your business if you're that busy, you know. So definitely.
Well, that's what I mean.
Right? Yep. Yeah. I get it. Yeah, so when you get to that point, you can always put it on hold. It's no problem.
Okay, yeah, that's what I mean, because I've been around for a while, and I didn't have a webpage, you know,
mm-hmm.
nicely like now.
Mm-hmm.
So now with my good reviews, they still be able to see my reviews, but, you
yep.
know, I know a lot of people, and sometimes I get enough work where I can just stay busy all year long, you know.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, so the only thing that's going to change right now in a positive way is I don't know if you've looked at your website, but because we're having this problem with the payment, there's a little orange banner at the top that says the information here is no longer being updated. That's just meant to be a friendly reminder to let you know that the payment's not going through. But some people don't like
mm-hmm.
that up there, and they think that, you know, a potential client might think they're out of business or something. So the good news is once you pay right now, that orange banner will come down within one business day.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and pay for this month.
Okay. So
the address is
mm-hmm. go ahead.
17107
mm-hmm.
Corral Corral
mm-hmm.
Drive.
Got it.
Cypress, Texas 77433.
77433, and then go ahead with the card number when you're ready.
It's 4259.
Okay.
0900.
Okay.
18197666.
Okay, and expiration?
It's March 2028.
And the code?
191.
Okay. So let me get your authorization, and then you will be good to go. And then what's going on with your brother? Because we have him listed as the primary on this account, and you're an authorized user. Are you taking over as the primary on this account now, or should we just leave it the way it is?
No. This is only for my account, the $129.
Okay. That's why I thought, okay.
Separated, right?
Yep, that's what I'm going to do right now, because that's what I was thinking. Since you're the one paying for it, and since you're the one that has been involved in this account, because I go all the way back in the notes, and it always says we're talking with you, right? So I just took his name off, and I made you the primary on this account. So moving forward, it's all going to be in your name, okay?
So now, but it's still going to be the 129, right?
Yep. Yeah, it didn't change anything on the pricing or anything. I just changed the account name from Alejandra to Noel. I think what happened is when you signed up with Amy, she put that you were referred by your brother. And I think that, she might have just gotten confused and put his name as the primary. But you're the one that should be on this account. He is on the other one that has,
the
488581.
Yeah, he's the one who...
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He's the one who invited me to this locals prize, but I'm the primary. I'm on my account. If you can separate it, that way he don't get involved and I don't get involved, that way we all have different payments.
Yeah.
I don't know how he's going to do it. I mean, he just started his business, so he really need the web, and these days pretty much we all need it. But
yeah,
I'm
I get
more
it.
Basic, for a while. Mhm. So I got plenty of customers. I guess he started his new business I guess a couple of years ago,
I see.
But
okay. But you're more established. You've been doing this longer, right? And then he's the one that started a couple of years ago.
Right. Yeah, Sierra
right?
Construction has been for a while. But now that you guys have the web, I might hold it for a little bit, put it back, but I'm still there, but I'm more established, on customers.
Yep. Well, just to let you know what he has, is his account now is under Design Yard and Landscaping and Lawn Services. And then we
right.
have yours under the mm-hmm. Sierra. So it's separated now. So moving forward, everything that's relating to Sierra Construction is just going to be in your name. Make sense?
Yeah. That'll be fine. That's the way it should be, right?
We're
still brothers, but,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you're paying for it and it's your business, you want to have it in your name. I get it. Maybe the first payment or something, maybe the card was in Alejandro's name and maybe that's why they put the account in his name. But either way, we have it separated now.
Yeah. I think that's even better because, as the brothers, we always help each other, but sometimes one help more than the other one. And then, it goes back and forth. So it's better to be like that. Yeah.
I get it for sure.
So
I'm going to ramp up your posts to twice a week. And then I also think that what you're doing with the reviews is great. Continue to do that. I'll send you the review generator email again so that if you want to, work on getting some more five stars here and there, that tool will help you with it. Okay. But you're doing excellent in that department.
Yeah, I have a few customers they've got ready to post some more reviews, so I'm working on it, Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so the email I just sent you, it's already hyperlinked to your Google page, and it says, thank you for using Sierra Construction. If you're happy with my service, click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click on that box, it will automatically take them to your Google page. So because it's so simple, all they have to do is click on it. Most people will do it.
Now, let me ask you this. What email do you have for me?
I think it's been updated to yours because I saw a Noel in the email, but let me go. Yeah, I have noelsierrarod@gmail.com. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Perfect, okay.
That's my personal email.
We didn't have that initially. It says that somewhere along the line, someone you called in and changed it to yours. So that's how I knew that this account should be in your name, because every time, like, Ben's talked to you or someone from, it always says they talked to Noel, and then I saw your email on file. So that's why I asked if, yeah, you know, this should even have his name on it, since it looks like everything is belonging to you. And now we fix that, so,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you know, I usually pay to my brother, and I know they called me last week about the payment, and I said, well, you know, I don't know what happened with my brother. I always pay him because the account was on his name, but apparently he's kind of like.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So you'd pay him, and then he would use his card. I get it. Yeah, that makes sense. No wonder. Okay.
So now I'm glad you called. That way everything is separated, you know.
Yes. Yeah, and moving forward, we would only call him if it's relating to his account. Anything else, we're just going to deal with you directly.
Yeah, that'd be better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Well, I'm so glad that we talked.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to ask you if you had been on the dashboard yet, because I can send you a login to it also. That way you can see your results.
Yeah, I always go on my dashboard.
You always go on there? Perfect. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes I talk to a business owner that says, you know, I haven't even seen it. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, no wonder. But I'm happy that you've been on it, so you're familiar with it. So, on it.
I think some picture last week.
Oh, good. Let's see if that's in the notes here. Let's see. Is your brother a Spanish-only speaker, or is he bilingual? Because it says he's under a Spanish account.
Well, he's bilingual like me, but I think his wife speaks a little bit of English, so she prefers only Spanish.
Oh, maybe that's why. Yeah, because usually if they're bilingual, they'll put, like, yours is English and Spanish. But for his, it said just Spanish, but it was weird because I thought I talked to him before at some time in the past. So I'm like, I think he speaks English too, but that makes sense if his wife is primarily Spanish. Yeah, that way if someone calls out, they don't have to get another person, you know, they just have the Spanish speaker.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I think she prefers only Spanish. She understands, but, you know, for business is more better that, you know, where you more, you know, the more you understand, and your language is better. I think that's why they have it on Spanish.
Yeah, that makes
sense.
Yeah,
he just got married last year.
Oh, he did? That's so cool. You know, that's the second wedding I heard about today. One of my other clients I called out, and they said, oh, he's gone until Monday. He went on his honeymoon. I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's so crazy. He just got married, and now you're saying he just got married a year ago. Wow. Your brother's still a newlywed.
Yeah,
one,
last
huh?
year. Yeah, that's his second marriage, you know.
Oh,
his
that's
second
awesome.
Marriage, but yeah.
Yeah.
I think he find the right woman now, hopefully.
Oh, I love that. Well, that's good. If she gets along with the family, that's a plus, right? For sure.
She's a good woman.
I can tell.
Yeah, she wants the dishes. That's a good thing.
That's awesome. Yeah. And I bet she's a good cook, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, she's
not.
No?
Oh, wow.
No, she's
I'm
not
surprised.
A good cook. I mean, she can cook, but no, last year we make Halloween dinner. And everybody brought some food, and she brings some, you know, I don't know if you mean, pozole. It's a Mexican dish.
Yeah. Yes, it's soup, right? It's
that
like
was
a soup
good.
With the hominy in it?
It's a soup.
Yeah, okay,
yeah.
I know what pozole is.
The hominy
is. Yep.
And green soup.
Yeah, and she did no good on it?
First wife, she, oh, no. No. Alejandro's first wife, man, she knew how to do that. She knew how to do that. But this one, I think she needed to learn, but we didn't say anything. We just kind of like, oh, okay. We eat a little bit, but we didn't finish the plate because that was not tasty at all. But everybody needs, you know, she's a professional administration. So, you know, she always working, you know, so.
Yeah, yeah. She, she's busy. Yeah, you know, I have,
she's
we have a good little
woman.
Place by our house. We're in Southern California, but it's a family-owned restaurant, and it's called Carlitos. And they have homemade pozole and menudo every day on their menu. And
oh,
I was thinking if I was in your area and she had to go to a potluck next time, just go pick it up from Carlitos and put it in her own container and make it look like she cooked. That stuff is very tasty. Very, very good.
That's what a lot of people do. They just buy a big pot and then they just put it on their own pot. You're saying then they cook it and everybody's happy, you know?
You know, my husband did that once. We had to bring chicken to a barbecue at the beach. And so we went to our supermarket and we bought the marinated chicken and then he put it in his own container and everybody was, oh my gosh, this is so good. What did you marinate it in? And everyone was talking to him and it was so funny because we just bought it and it was. It's great.
So
you
live in California?
Yeah, we're in Southern California. Our corporate headquarters is in Fountain Valley, which is like right next to Huntington Beach, and we're about 20 minutes from Disneyland. So.
So how far is from where you are, Long Beach?
Oh, that's not far at all. That's maybe like 30 minutes, maybe even less.
Oh.
Yeah,
I
do you know
a,
someone
I
in
have
Long
a
Beach?
Cruise coming up in October.
Oh,
no,
that's
we have a cruise.
In October?
It's going to go to Cabo, on October 11th.
Ooh. Yeah, I took that cruise out of Long Beach before. I took it to Ensenada, and it's beautiful. It's right there next to the Queen Mary. It's nice.
Mm-hmm.
But,
you're
going to have a good time.
We're going to go to
Cabo?
Cabo, Mazatlan, Puerto Vallarta in La Paz.
So it must be a 7-day cruise, right?
It's an 8-day cruise.
Beautiful. No wonder. Yeah, because mine was a 3-day cruise, but you could do the carnival that I booked, you could do a 4-day and you could do Catalina Island and Ensenada, or you could just do the 3-day and do Ensenada. But I know like the 7 and the 9-day cruises, they hit up more cities in Mexico.
Down Mexico.
Yeah, and that's where the more deeper you go, the more beautiful it gets, you know? So you're going to have a great time.
Yeah, we've been to those places, but we flew. Now we want to just go up on the cruise.
I think
it's Carnival Panorama.
Yep, ours was Carnival Imagination, but it's the same port if you're going, because over here where
same
we
port.
Live, there's only two ports. There's the one in Long Beach, and then there's the one in San Pedro. So I prefer the one in Long Beach because it's much closer to us. You know, I like going out of that one. So you're going to have a great time.
Well,
that's
the one Panorama leave on Long Beach.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, that's good.
We're going to go there and then we're going to leave on the night, stay there a couple of days, and then we just go on the cruise on the 11th.
Yeah, you know, you can fly into Long Beach, too. They have a little airport. It's so cute. It's the kind of airport that when the plane lands, they'll, like, bring up the stairs and you just come out on the runway. You don't have to go through the terminals and everything. It's a smaller airport. But it's so nice. It has all the big airlines that fly out of it. Are you going to fly into Long Beach or into LAX, you think?
I think it's in L.A.
L.A., okay. Yeah.
And
so now
it's 30 minutes from L.A. airport to Long Beach, right? 30, 40
minutes? Yeah, L.A. is not far from Long Beach at all. It's really close, 30, 40 minutes. But You have to depend on traffic too, because sometimes something that's 30, 40 minutes, if you hit traffic, can take 2 hours, you know? But usually it, with no traffic, it's 30, 40.
Yeah. That's why we're going to leave 2 days before the cruise. That way we don't get on a rush, you know?
Are you going to stay in Long Beach when you get there? You're going to go straight from LAX to Long Beach and then just wait for your cruise?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, there's a lot of nice hotels there.
We're going to stay close to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
We got everything booked, and we just come back from a 14-day cruise from Galveston over here on January.
Oh, wow.
That was a long cruise.
Where did the Galveston one take you? Where? How far did you go?
It went to Key West, Florida, and then it takes you to Bahamas. It takes you to Puerto Rico. It takes you to St. Thomas. I mean, that was a lot of places.
Wow.
For 14 days.
Yeah. So because you went on that one, did you get credits or something for the next one in October? Because my neighbor does that. He goes on probably maybe 10 cruises a year, and him and his wife keep getting good deals because of how much they cruise, you know?
I hope I don't be bothering you on your time, but
no,
you know, if you want to hear something funny, I can let you know.
Yeah, what is it? Tell me, please.
this cruise on Los Angeles is going to be over 20 cruises. 20 times a cruise.
Wow. And in how long? Your 20th cruise?
Probably on about 10 years, but, you know, we stopped a lot on the COVID.
Yeah.
We went for 4 or 5 years. And on 2022, we went to 6 cruises in 1 year.
Oh,
and
wow.
On my 12th cruise on that year, I started playing on the casino.
And nice.
Again, upon on the first cruise on my casino time, I win $1,500, and that was in February.
Yeah.
And then I got back on May and I won $18,000.
Oh my goodness, Noel! That's crazy.
That's why I gain a lot of points. I have a lot of points.
Yep.
See, like,
that's how my neighbor does it, because his wife plays in the casino all the time, so he keeps getting comped rooms from all of her casino play, you know? So.
Yeah. Yeah, and that 5 days cruise, I come home like with more than $20,000.
Wow.
That was crazy.
That's incredible. Mm-hmm.
So now they want me back. Now they want me back because they want their money. So every time they want me back, they pay for my cruise, and they pay for my drinks.
Yeah.
And I'm a priority. I'm a platinum. I get suites. I get balcony. I get everything. For maybe,
I love it.
Like the one I'm gonna go on October is, I think I only paid $350.
That's amazing.
So that's pretty cheap. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, Las Vegas is
like
only about a 5-hour drive from here. Maybe since you're coming in a little early, you should go to Las Vegas for a night. Yeah.
We went there last
year
with my brother.
Oh, did you? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Where did you stay in Vegas?
We stay on, I think it was Excalibur.
Okay, the one like the big castle.
Yeah, it's not top of the line, but it was nice. And man, we gambled for 4 days, and I think I only lost $200, so that was good.
Oh wow, that's fun. Yep,
and
I always look at that as like entertainment,
we had a lot of
you know.
Fun.
Yeah, that's nice.
So
I played the tables at Excalibur,
the,
and I was doing good at the craps table. I don't know how to play craps. But nobody wanted me to leave. I said, I have to go now. I'm meeting someone for dinner. And everybody said, no, don't leave, because whatever I was throwing the dice, it was helping them or something. I don't know.
mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
that's
I ended up
leaving. Sometimes that's what you need.
Yeah. But that's the only time I ever played craps. It was at the Excalibur. Like I said, I didn't know what I was doing, but because their tables were like a lower amount, I thought, oh, I might as well try it, you know? Cause if you go to like, the Win or something, it's like what, a $50 minimum. And then, you know, I was just like, I don't want to do that. I want to just, I want to learn with like a smaller table so I can learn how to do it, you know?
That's true. I don't know how to play the cards, and be honest with you, I don't want to get into it because, you know, that's how I got into this slots, you know, these machines, you know, but, you know.
So you won all that money playing slots?
Sometimes. Yeah.
The $18,000, that's amazing.
Playing for 2 hours.
Yeah.
I got this lady playing for 2 hours on one machine, and she was betting high, like $10, $12. And I told my wife, let me know when she get out. She got out all mad, and 5 minutes later, my wife went and get me. And I think the max bet was $5. So I'm maxing something dollars, and that's where he gave me the bonus and gave me $12,000. Grant.
Wow. And you knew because she had put so much money in it.
She was
that it
putting
was due.
So much money in it.
Yep. It
yeah,
was due to pay
due.
Off. Oh, that's neat. Mm-hmm. That's really good. Yeah, I did that with my husband once. He was playing in Las Vegas on a machine and he won not a lot, like maybe $180. And then he said, okay, I'm done. I'm cashing out. And he said, are you done? I said, no, I'm going to keep playing, but I'm going to move to your machine. And then I moved to his machine and I won $180. And he was like kicking himself. He's like, I think I stopped playing too soon and I should have stayed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I told him because the machine I was on, it wasn't hitting anything. So the minute he said he was done, I said, I'm moving to your machine.
Yeah.
And it kept going.
I went to, Yeah. That's true. On, on 2023, we went to Alaska.
Oh, wow.
Cruise. And
that's got to be
and,
gorgeous.
I think I only paid $400 for that cruise. They give me $1,000 free play. They give me, all drinks included, like, you know, the beverage, because the beer you had to pay for. You know, that's extra. They gave me a suite. They gave, I mean, for $400, I told my wife, we need to go. Get yourself and go. So 3 o'clock in the morning, we hear a lady complaining that the machine was not paying. And we knew she was there for at least a couple hours. She got out and my wife went and get me. Come on, well, she is left.
Yeah.
And I much better also like $6 and give me $3,500.
Wow,
cool.
That's so
that
much
was
fun. I love it when that happens. Yeah, that then you have a lot of spending money for the trip.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And then in another cruise, I thought I was gonna invest. I said, I'm going to invest money, see how much money I can make. But I put a lot of money on those machines, but I gained a lot of money. So I didn't put it back. I just took it to my safe on the room.
Yeah.
When I saw my balance on the end of the cruise, it was almost $20,000 spending on the casino.
Really? Wow.
And when I went home, and count my money, which I never do that again, carrying cash with you.
Yeah.
I had $18,000, $800. I mean, $1,900, $800. So I only lost $200 for the whole trip.
Wow.
That's
and you got all those
that's
credits.
That's why I have all kind of points. Oh, man,
yeah.
I have like 40,000 points.
Yep.
That's
you're smart to do the max bet, too. I learned something because sometimes I'm too afraid to do it. But next time I see a machine like that where someone's been playing for a long time and they leave, I'm going to try it. And then I'll tell you how it goes.
I'm just, when we get on the casino, I walk around, and my wife does the same thing, and she finds somebody's putting max bet. We just wait till they get out, and if they don't pay, that machine is due. So you just max bet it. Put $100 in it, max bet it, and then if it don't pay you, just move to the next one, but don't, you know, Some people, they just do it for fun. But if you do it for making money, you got to play all the strategy.
Yeah, that's what I have a relative that does that. She's my son-in-law's mother, and she'll just go to the casino just to play. And even if she wins, she keeps playing until it's gone, you know. And to her, it's just like entertainment, you know. And I'm just like, man, why don't you just leave and take your money now? Or, no, I want to keep going, you know. Okay.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah,
that's,
it's not
that's
good.
That's my wife.
Yeah. They spent.
Yeah.
They. No wonder. See, the 20,000 credits is from her. You're the one. You win and
that's
you take it,
is,
and then
Yes. You know, on the Alaska cruise, this lady was max betting the machine, and she was getting jackpot left and right, and she was getting two machines on once. And then the lady said, "Can you help me pushing this button, sir?" I said, "No problem. I'll help you up." And I won for her like 2-3 jackpots. They brought money in, and she handed me $1,000. She said, "That's for you and your wife, because you guys helped me playing the machine." Because she won a lot of money.
Nice. Wow, that's amazing. But also, she felt you had the lucky cut.
And I gave it to my wife.
That's why. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I give it
and
to my wife.
And then she put it all back
you know,
in.
She put it all back on the next 3 days.
Oh,
but,
man.
You know, she said she had the best time of her life. So that's all about it.
Yeah, she had a lot of fun with it. Well, okay, I better go just because I have some call that's waiting in my queue. But I really enjoyed talking to you, Noel. And you have my direct line now. So if you need anything else down the road, just call me, okay?
No problem, Tina. Thank you very much. And I'm sorry for what happened.
Yeah, oh, no, it all worked out. It was nice talking to you. Have a great day. Bye.